This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to this Friday edition of Tiki and Tierney here on CBS Sports Radio. As always, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Appreciate you all joining me this Friday. BT is out today, taking a personal day for, I'm going to call exhaustion, general well-being needed.
Was your show that bad last night?
It wasn't that bad last night. What Samter is referring to is Brandon and his wife Jen and a couple of their friends from Dallas, Texas, came to the show to see Kinky Boots last night. He was very impressed. I knew he would be because it's a great show. Samter's seen it as well. They went out for a drink afterward. I don't think it turned to like 10 drinks, but maybe it did. He's got the whiskey flu today. Either way, I'll be riding with you solo, hopefully getting a lot of your calls, 855-212-4227, talking about a variety of things, including Robert Kraft, who we're going to start with here. Amy Dash, our CBS Sports legal analyst, will join us in our next segment. Coming up later in the show, though, Tom Verducci at 420 Eastern, that's 120 Pacific, as well as Michael Lee, NBA writer for The Athletic, will join us at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, to talk about all things NBA. We're going to start with this Robert Kraft story. It's hard to have a take on this one for me in some ways, because I've gotten to know Robert Kraft a little bit over the years, obviously being a former NFL player, and not that the rivalry Giants-Patriots was heavy when I was there. It didn't become heavy until the year I left, when they beat them our Giants beat the Pats in the Super Bowl, and then obviously again in 2011. But just through mutual relationships, whether it be the Robin Hood Foundation, which I've seen him at a few times, and league events, Super Bowls. He's heavily involved with this Meek Mill thing down in Philadelphia, and having been around that story a little bit. I've gotten to know Robert Kraft a little bit over the last few years, and I really like him. He's quiet. He's humble. He's a champion. He carries himself with dignity, but also with this coolness, right? He wears Nikes or whatever shoe he wears. He wears tennis shoes. He's not always trying to be this pretentious billionaire that sometimes we get when we think about sports owners. But to lay out this story, and I'm sure you've heard it pretty much for the last 4 hours, almost everywhere, Robert Kraft was arrest warrant was issued for him because of a video that has emerged of him getting a sexual act performed on him. And allegedly, and you have to say allegedly at this point because nothing has been proven, he paid for that act, and he will have to either present himself to a jury or an arrest warrant or to the police, or an arrest warrant would be issued. This happened down in Jupiter, Florida. Now, how did this all happen? Robert Kraft was probably accidentally caught up in something that had nothing to do with him winning a massage or even getting a sex act performed on him. There was a sting that was set up by the the IRS, the FBI, local law enforcement to investigate a sex trafficking ring that was going through Florida. And as a result of that ring, they were putting cameras and other types of surveillance on massage parlors throughout this area of Florida. He just happened to be unlucky and picked the wrong one to go to, I believe. Now, he and his law firm, Robert Kraft and his law firm, are categorically denying this happened at all. And it's interesting when I start to hear some of these denials, because what they're saying is that Robert Kraft denies having any involvement with the group, he says group of men receiving these benefits, which tells me that their defense is going to be, yes, maybe some of these other guys paid for a sexual act, but I had no part in paying for a sexual act. He can't deny that it happened because there's video of him, you know, being whatever. It's there. He can't deny that happened, but he can deny that he paid for it. That's his out. The question is, what should we do about this, or what should we think about this? Because it's weird, right? It's a weird story to lead a show with. It's a weird story to even talk about because at this point it's all allegations. But we know that the NFL will take him seriously. The NFL has done this over the years with players. We saw the Ray Rice suspension. We saw the Adrian Peterson suspension. There's countless of them where if you run afoul to the law because you are representative of the brand, even if this isn't a league event, going to a massage parlor in Florida in the offseason has nothing to do with the NFL season or league-sponsored events or anything of that nature. But you are kind of at all times representing the NFL when you go about your daily life. Robert Kraft, being one of 32 owners, does that every single day of his life, and you should hold yourself in a way of high esteem so that the shield is protected. The NFL and Roger Goodell come down hard on that. We saw this most recently with another owner when Jim Irsay, what was that, 3 years ago or 4 years ago, was suspended for 6 months. He was fined $500,000. I don't care how much money you make. If the league is taking $500,000, that's a big chunk out of your wallet. And also told to stay off social media. He was completely pushed out of the league for 6 months, and you felt that the repercussion was solid. So if the NFL is going to do something to Robert Kraft, what should it be? This is an allegation right now. I think there's got to be some sort of either admission of guilt on Robert Kraft's part or an adjudication, which it'll never get to, by the way. This is too minor. It's a misdemeanor charge. It's too minor of an issue to, I think, go to court. I think this will get worked out way before they go to court. But what should we think about this? What do you think about this? And what should the NFL do about it? Here's my thought, because I've heard many different takes on this. Bart Scott, my colleague right down the hall, said the NFL should take away the entirety of the Patriots' draft choices in 2019. They have no draft picks in 2019. I think that might be the Jet in him trying to create more parity in the AFC East. But it's a thought. I mean, this is an egregious crime by one of the icons of ownership. The Patriots have won countless Super Bowls, at least three in the last 5 years. Every single year, they're the example of excellence in the National Football League. Tom Brady carries himself with a certain aplomb. Now, Bill Belichick does. You may not like the way that he goes about his press conferences, but he has a professionalism about him. All of their players, even if they're a little bit on the edge and crazy, from Julian Edelman to Rob Gronkowski, they all carry themselves with a certain dignity that represents the champions that they become. You cannot have your owner getting clipped for going down to a massage parlor in Florida. So what should the league do? Here's what I think the league should do. I think the league and Roger Goodell, I need to call up Robert Kraft and say, we need to solve this and get out and get ahead of this really quickly. He will personally, and this is Robert Kraft preempts Roger Goodell. He says, he should say, I'm going to take a leave of absence. I'm going to voluntarily donate $1 million to prevent or some cause that prevents the trafficking of sex workers throughout this country, and going to do a public service campaign to get ahead of this. That's the only way that Robert Kraft can avoid getting a penalty like we saw with Jim Irsay. And does it satisfy everybody? No. But given the fact that this is the team of the NFL, this is the iconic team of the NFL, and that Robert Kraft is the iconic owner on the National Football League because of the success that he's repeatedly put out year in and year out, and the teams that he's put out on the field, he's got to get ahead of this. Now, it's not an admission of guilt. He's not saying he did anything, because I think in court he can fight this and honestly probably get off without anything. But Robert Kraft, and I think more importantly, the league doesn't need its iconic franchise getting dragged into this muck, into this a sex trafficking ring that had zero to do with what Robert Kraft was actually doing. He doesn't need to get sucked into it. So Robert Kraft, if he's smart, he's got to get ahead of this and anticipate what Roger Goodell's penalty is going to be and self-penalize himself. That's the best way to do it. Say I made a poor choice. I went to a place with some friends who were taking advantage of the circumstances there, and I'm going to be a stand-up guy. Even if he wasn't really a stand-up guy, that's the only way that I think he can pull himself out of this. What do you think? What do you think the NFL should do? What do you think the NFL will do? We don't know what Robert Kraft's ultimately is going to happen with this case. It's a misdemeanor case. It's an odd case to talk about. It's an odd case to even speculate about. We haven't seen the video, but we do know that there's one there. And God, as Sam Drew was saying right before the show started, I do not want to see that video. I do not want to see a leaked 77-year-old man at a massage parlor getting whatever he was getting done to him. I just don't want to see it. It's going to come out. We know it will, because TMZ or whoever finds these things all the damn time. But I do not want to see that video at all. But when it comes out, is it going to change how we think about Robert Kraft? Or are we going to say, this is just a man doing what a man does? He's got to get ahead of this. I don't think we say the latter. I think we say the former. I think Robert Kraft has to get ahead of this before the NFL gets on him. And more importantly, before we take the speculation of this case and run with it. 855-212-4227. Tell me what you think. What do you think about Robert Kraft and this alleged sexual misconduct situation that he has found himself in down in Jupiter, Florida? Should he just admit it, pay a preemptive fine, or should he fight this thing and say, damn the NFL, you're not going to get me for something that I didn't do? Let me know what you think. 855-212-4227. The worst part about doing your taxes is, well, doing your taxes. The best part is planning what to do with your refund. Whether it's a big, fat check or a pocket full of change, make your tax refund go farther at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Do you need new wipers? A new battery? Maybe your tires are showing some signs of wear and tear. How about your brakes? Do you need new filters? Are your fluids full? Think about all the things that you've been waiting to fix. If you've been delaying some much-needed car maintenance, delay no longer. Spend a little bit of your tax refund on your vehicle now and save on expensive repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts has exactly what you need at a guaranteed low price. From accessories, belts, fluids and hoses to batteries, tires, lighting, and more. You'll even find parts for your lawn and garden equipment. Spring is just around the corner. Get more out of your tax refund by checking O'ReillyAuto.com online for special deals as well. Save money on projects you've been putting off at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, which you guys are blowing up, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Tiki Barber here on Tiki and Tierney. Going to take your calls here. There's something about the New England Patriots and now specifically Robert Kraft that just gets people's blood boiling. You guys want to call? We're going to chime in here. Just thinking of the succession planning here. Robert Kraft, who's 77 years old, if he should step away, he's involved in so many other things, philanthropically, whether it's overseas or I know he has a league in Israel that he does. He's in the esports business as well. He bought ownership in Boston Uprising, one of seven teams in that Overwatch League, if you follow that. That world which is going on. He's also in soccer, Major League Soccer. I mean, he's done so many amazing things in his sports career, but also in his philanthropic career. You hate to see that this becomes part of his legacy, but it is what it is. Let's get some of your calls here at 855-212-4227. Let's head out to San Francisco and get Matt. Matt, what do you think, man?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. From what I understand from previous reports, this isn't about him being in a massage parlor as much as it's that being associated with human trafficking.
Yes.
And that this is an international investigation by the FBI. And in this case, this is a little bit more than, you know, a little bit of like, hey, a rap on the wrist. This is significant.
Well, hold on, Matt. Right? I don't think he's being accused with being involved in the sex trafficking ring. I think you're right. What you're saying is absolutely 100% correct. I forget the name of the spa, Oasis or whatever it is down there in Jupiter. Orchids, yes. I knew it was something with an O. Had been running a sex trafficking ring to bring in workers. And the FBI knew it. The IRS knew it because obviously there's tax implications here as well. And so they put in cameras to catch sex workers. One of the Johns, for lack of a better word, thank you, Matt, they got caught up in this was Robert Kraft. He'd been down there twice. He got caught on video twice. Now, the question is, what do you do with that? Right? Do you use him as a material witness against the actual perpetrators of the sex trafficking ring? Is that why you charge these guys? Because there was a bunch of them. It wasn't just Robert Kraft who was charged here. He was one of them. It's what happens next in the allegations as they get more exposed that make us start to think, you know, how much trouble Robert Kraft is actually in. Let's stay out on the West Coast. Sacramento, Marvin joins us here on Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Marvin?
Yeah, before I say what I have to say, let me preface it by saying I am not trying to be an apologist for the NFL.
Okay.
But what I feel is people should not put this on the NFL. The NFL didn't solicit.
No.
Robert Kraft did.
You're right.
It has nothing to do with the league.
But he represents the league, and he's the icon, right? You know,
That's true. But still, the league is not babysitting Robert Kraft, 77-year-old, behind and know everything he does. People have to understand one thing. Contemporary American culture is bereft with corruption and things of this nature. And
That's true.
It's just not the NFL, people in the NFL and everything. It's Hollywood. It's the government. It's everything. This is an indictment on our culture.
That's a great point.
The NFL.
That's a great point. I mean, great point and great call, Marvin. Look, the NFL knows that there are, I don't want to say they're bad people, but there are good people who do bad things in this league. We see it all the time, right? I don't think Ray Rice, and I've known Ray since he's 17, I don't think he's a bad kid. I think he did a really stupid thing, and he got caught, and it was very public, and it ruined his career. Now, maybe in some ways it corrected his life. Like, he understood that this was unacceptable, and he's been heavily involved up in New Rochelle and domestic violence causes and organizations. And so maybe it was good for him in a personal way, and not in a professional way. But the NFL has tons of guys that are like that do stupid things. Or things that are I don't know, for quick pleasure as opposed to long-term thought. Samter, go ahead.
Just a curiosity, I saw this from a tweet. The over-opinionated just said they were literally an Asian sex slave with no way out of the situation. If you were participating in that, doesn't that get you the Kaepernick treatment? If that doesn't get you the Kaepernick treatment, what would? So I guess my question is this. We remember the report that multiple NFL owners went to Adam Silver to see if he could take over as the commissioner. So obviously some owners are upset and maybe Kraft with the way he handled Deflategate. Maybe some owners are upset with Goodell and how he's been handling the league. How Goodell handles this situation with a very prominent, if not the most prominent,
And
if it's not Jerry Jones, it's Robert Kraft.
And they used to be really tight.
Correct.
They became less tight when he basically prosecuted.
And I'm sure they've kind of mended
Patriots
some fences to an extent.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, the way Roger Goodell handles this situation with a very prominent owner, very public case that involves the FBI and an IRS, this is going to dictate a lot of things. People who are already upset with the NFL for blackballing Kaepernick, owners who are already going to Adam Silver about getting rid of Goodell. Right now, Goodell is in like between a rock and a hard place.
But Sam, you can't blackball an owner. You can't blackball one of the 30.
Yes, you can. Jerry Richardson was forced to sell a team for sexual allegations.
Yeah.
Donald Sterling, same thing in the NBA.
That's different.
Is this something where Goodell steps in and says, listen, Robert Kraft, this is such a huge black guy in the league.
But is it
we need you to get rid of the Pats.
Here's the thing. Is it a huge black guy on the league? It's weird because it's the level. We can't.
Yeah, like the Jerry Richardson thing happened in the Panthers facility had
And it was repeated.
Correct.
And there was tons of, you know, examples that, you know, either stayed under the radar, right, or he paid these, you know, these people off. And it was going to get ugly.
Well,
and let's not forget, Jerry Richardson never was, like, formally charged with any of this. It was accused. It got brought to light. It got put on an enormous pedestal. And then he kind of said, all right, I'll sell the team.
I'll make $4 billion.
Exactly.
I'll be okay.
I mean, Jerry, don't cry for Jerry Richardson.
Right. Well, so I put up a poll to ask people what they think should happen to Kraft. Right? We know that Goodell suspended Jim Irsay 6 games and fined him $500,000 for drug charges.
More importantly, it said stay off social media.
Yeah, which probably
crushed him.
Jerry Richardson was forced to sell the Panthers. So I asked, what should the NFL do to Kraft?
Yeah.
Nothing. Fine him over $1 million. Take multiple draft picks.
I think this cost him at least $1 million, whether he voluntarily does it or the league does it.
Right. And the fourth option is force him to sell a team. Right now, 49%, an overwhelming majority, want the NFL to force him to sell the team.
Come on.
49%. Next is 22% with a $1 million or more fine.
Let's see how that plays out over the course of this show.
Just saying.
49% of you are saying Robert Kraft should be forced to sell the team. Let's get to North Carolina. Let's get back to the East Coast and get Buddy, who's down in North Carolina. Welcome to Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Tiki. How you doing? I'm your number one Bucks fan up here.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Hey, look, man, I really don't believe that he's involved in the sex trade.
I don't either.
I think that he may have made a bad choice, but also I think that this is an opportunity for people to slander this man. This man has done so many good things all over New England, actually all over the world.
That's true.
And I just don't – I think that they're just trying to slander him. Now, I'm going to give you something that happened to me when I lived in Florida. I got set up.
Yeah.
Not for that, but for something else.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because this kind of feels like a setup. So go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. So anyhow, what that did is that forced me to leave Florida and move up to the mountains.
Ah, gotcha.
I had to get out of the Tarpon Springs area because people who I thought were my friends were not my friends, and they were covering their own butts.
Interesting.
So I think in this situation with Mr. Kraft, I mean, this guy's a 6-time Super Bowl owner. Give me a break, man. This guy's got more money than anybody on this planet will probably have in their entire life. He could buy his way out of this without any problem.
He's done really well, and he is going to fight it. And, buddy, we appreciate your call here. Robert Kraft made his money in the packaging world. He kind of forced a sale of the New England Patriots. Then he was able to rescue them from leaving. I forgot where they were trying to move to. They were trying to go someplace else, and he ended up keeping them in Boston. Because, I mean, the current Patriots that we know, this iteration of the Patriots is fantastic. There were some times in the past where the Pats were horrible. Let's get out to Colorado Springs. Steve joins us on Deaky and Tierney. What do you think, Steve?
Thank you for the call. I grew up in the Jupiter West Palm Beach area, and Robert Kraft probably walks around with more money than most of us make in a half a year.
Yeah, you're right.
Not only that, if he wants to do that kind of situation, get on the phone and call an escort, and you're guarded. I mean, if you want to go there, fine. I understand completely.
But here's the thing, Steve. Can we judge him for being stupid? You know what I mean? There's way I'm not espousing this. I'm not saying people should do this, but whatever. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it. It's the oldest profession in the history of man, right? People are going to do it. Should we punish him? Should the league severely punish him because he did something stupid? Yes, you're right. As our previous caller, and I think you're alluding to as well, he's not involved in the sex trafficking side of this. So where people are going to call and say that, that's asinine. We don't think that he is. That he hasn't been charged with that, by the way. He's been charged with a misdemeanor for accepting or paying for a sexual act. This is not sex trafficking. It may evolve into that at some point. I don't believe so, but that's not what we're talking about. At the end of the day, Robert Kraft has a lot of he's got a lot of questions to answer, whether it's to, you know, the principles within the New England Patriots, all of the philanthropic organizations that he's involved in, his kids, his girlfriend, whomever. Most importantly, and probably his girlfriend is going to be the hardest one he's got to deal with, Robert Kraft has got to have a conversation with Roger Goodell, who, interestingly, you know, even though he could be charged with punishing him, Roger Goodell actually works for Robert Kraft. This is an odd situation. We're going to get some more, I guess, intel and thought on this from Amy Dash, who is CBS's legal analyst. She's going to join us on the other side of the break. She'll break this down a little bit better for us, give us an idea of what's in store for Mr. Kraft and what could possibly happen to him from a legal standpoint and then also from a Commissioner Goodell NFL standpoint. We got all that coming up. But before we get to that, let's get an update from Jay Berman. Jay?
It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question, or I guess me, a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet us your question at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag #AskThePros. Be listening later on in the show when I will answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Continuing the discussion about the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, we're joined now on the phone by our friend Amy Dash, CBS Sports legal analyst, who will break it all down for us. Amy, welcome. Happy Friday.
Hey, congratulations on your Broadway run.
Thank you. Thank you. I only have 9 days left. It went so quick. I was 6.5 weeks scheduled for and 9 days left until I'm off Broadway, but it's been
You're
a lot of fun.
You're very talented. I was surprised when I heard how good your singing voice is.
Well, you know what it is, Amy? First of all, I love karaoke, so I've kind of developed it in the bowels of Koreatown here. I'm never afraid to try anything. You know, it's what a lesson I send my kids all the time. Even if you don't think you can do it, try it. You never know what's going to come out of it.
Except for illicit sex acts.
Exactly. You beat me to
that's something to avoid.
Exactly. You beat me to it. Amy, you know, let's start with the legal side of this. We'll get to what the NFL could or should or may do to Robert Kraft. But from the legal side of it, this is a misdemeanor charge against Robert Kraft for soliciting a sex act, which portends that he paid for something and then had the act performed upon him. What legally is he at risk for?
So there were actually two counts of soliciting prostitution. That's what he's facing. So what happened is the police department filed these two charges with the district attorney's office. Now the district attorney's office is going to decide whether to keep both charges. So if you're Robert Kraft's lawyer, and they have him on video is what the police are saying, with the acts. I mean, he was caught in the act, literally.
Yeah.
So if you're his attorney, you're going to the DA and probably trying to strike a deal where they knock one of the counts off. And then it's just one misdemeanor, because for two misdemeanors, he could face up to a year in prison. For one, it's up to 60 days. But what's most likely is in Florida, what they do for these first-time offenders is they put them into a diversion program.
Okay.
So they have to get educated on what human trafficking and prostitution is and then do like 100 hours of community service.
Yeah, well, Amy, let me ask you about that sex trafficking ring, because some people are erroneously assuming that Robert Kraft is involved in that. He's not indicted or implicated at all in the sex trafficking ring, is he?
No, there's nothing to indicate that he knew that that's what it was. We don't know that he didn't know that. But it's just a sad situation because you have these women. The story goes that there are women, they came here from China thinking that there were legitimate jobs here for them. They came on temporary work visas.
Yeah.
And then they get here and they're locked up in these spas, basically held as slaves, threatened, shamed, manipulated, and they're living around the clock in these massage parlors, and they're cooking there, sleeping there, and performing sex acts around the clock. And so that's how they found out about this, because there was actually a health department complaint that tipped off investigators, and then they went behind some of these parlors, and they were searching through the trash, and they found like some gross stuff, bodily fluids on napkins and things like that. So that's when they started their undercover sting.
And Amy Dash, CBS Sports legal analyst, joins us here. Is there a chance that Robert Kraft could become a witness for the prosecution of the sex ring here? And could that be a way out for him?
I don't think so, because I mean, this is just a hunch, but I don't think he knows enough.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, I think he's just sort of like, the word got around. I mean, people in the area, they were saying that, so if you could picture this small little strip mall in Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah,
nothing, right?
That's Florida. That's a lot of Florida. It's just strip mall after strip mall after strip mall. Oh, there's a little massage parlor right there.
What's going on there? Body massage, golf massage, foot massage. I mean, every massage you can think of is on the window there.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, people get suspicious because they start seeing these really expensive luxury cars driving up to this tiny little strip mall. There's like $90,000 cars, and the traffic is picking up after dark.
Yeah.
So people are saying, what's going on here? So you have to assume that there were more wealthy people involved, and maybe word just got around, and he was one of the people that had heard about this.
Yeah, no, the report is his chauffeur, his Florida chauffeur, took him there. Hey, I got something for you, Rob. You know, what's the likely outcome? What do you think happens legally with Robert Kraft? Do you think he ends up paying a fine? He's not going to jail, I don't think.
No, I think he strikes the plea deal and goes into that diversion program.
Yeah, ends up donating.
It's just embarrassing more than anything else.
Yeah, agreed, which brings us to the National Football League, because it's also embarrassing to Roger Goodell, who technically works for Robert Kraft in a sense, and the shield, which they try so hard to protect. We saw with Robert Irsay, there's a little bit of a precedent here when he was arrested for, I think it was, what was his arrest for? I think it was some substance of abuse. 6 months suspension. He was fined $500,000. Can't use social media. What's the league likely to do with
Robert
Kraft?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I think something similar. That was 2014 with Jim Irsay, and there was a fine for $500, like you said, in the 6-game suspension, but that was a DUI. I would hope that this would be treated a little bit more seriously just because of the context of the crime, where you literally have these women coming in from China being held captive and forced to perform sex acts. So it's not just soliciting a prostitute, but it's really aiding and abetting this, even though he's not formally being charged with that. The idea is that if there's no customers, then there's not going to be a need for a ring like this.
Yeah.
So even one of the police officers said that these people are culpable, just in an indirect way, for encouraging this type of human trafficking that we see goes on all over the country.
Yeah, you're right. I speculated earlier that Robert Kraft might preemptively get ahead of this from the league standpoint. Does he have to be charged, like formally charged, for the league to take action, or can they just do this on the speculation, the allegation that's out there right now?
Well, under the personal conduct policy, they can launch their own investigation. Mm. I mean, we've seen them be criticized in the past for not finding video. Well, here the cops have video, like, for example, with Ray Rice, right?
Yep.
Here the cops have the video of the act. That's what they're saying. They say they have it from start to finish. It's very graphic. They have it on two occasions, and they're also saying that based on the evidence, it looks like he was familiar with the operation.
Yeah, no, that doesn't bode well for Robert Kraft. We're talking to Amy Dash here, CBS sports legal analyst. Now,
also take the league with the personal conduct policy. They offer clinical evaluations and treatment to owners and players if they're accused or convicted. So let's say Robert Kraft decides to take them up on that. That would help mitigate his discipline.
Oh, I see. I mean, which makes sense. I mean, it's a way to stay ahead of it and make
it's like rehabilitative.
Exactly.
Basically.
Make it seem like you're doing the right thing, taking the right steps, even if, you know, because there's really not much. They can't force him to sell, can he? I mean, some people, we have a poll up right now on Tierney. And 49% of our listeners are saying, hey, you know what? Make him sell the team. They can't make him do that, can they?
I mean, it's such a controversial topic, because if you talk about the foundation of the personal conduct policy, is conduct detrimental to the league, but also to public confidence in the league. And so all of the verbiage in that policy is about how everybody's supposed to be held to a high moral standard. So what's more degrading than not only frequenting a prostitute, getting caught, having it on video, but also it being part of this larger human sex trafficking ring?
Yeah, you're right. Now, Amy, here's the thing that you can't help but think about. So you go back to Spygate, you have Deflategate, you have another scandal. It just feels like the New England Patriots are continually caught in these things that feel detrimental to the perception of the league, as you mentioned, the public confidence in the league. Does that influence the commissioner's decision or their view of Robert Kraft any more or less?
Well, the commissioner wasn't shy about going after Tom Brady, even though he's the biggest star in the league and he's been bringing them repeatedly to the Super Bowl.
Yes, but he's a player. So, he's a player ultimately.
Yeah.
You know, he's not paying his, you know, 1/32nd of his paycheck.
I think that the commissioner is on his own pedestal. I don't think that he would be, I mean, we saw it with Ezekiel Elliott. I don't think the controversy bothers him, because every time there is a controversy, everyone says, oh, well, next time Roger Goodell is going to be more low-key about it, and then he's not. So yeah. He's, you know, he still rules with an iron fist. So I don't see him backing down from public pressure. In fact, in the past, I've seen him bow to public pressure to do more to uphold the integrity of the league.
Yeah, we're talking to Amy Dash here, CBS Sports legal analyst. Let me ask you a parallel, because we're getting this a little bit on social media relative to Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick took a knee, exercised his civil right to protest, and while he did it on the job, it wasn't anything overly egregious. He was blackballed from the league. Robert Kraft likely won't miss much time. Maybe he gets suspended for a couple of games, but what does that even mean for an owner? You know, it's not like it's a GM or a coach or anything like that. Is there an imbalance here with how the league is looking at player indiscretions versus owner indiscretions?
I think so, because it looks like with Colin Kaepernick, what's happening is there was so much criticism over his skills and how he wasn't as good of a player as he used to be.
Yeah.
So that sort of justified why it was okay for him to be blackballed. Whereas people who are better players or people who have more money or more notorious owners,
they
get more leeway.
Especially
when
you're winning
Super Bowls. Because they're beneficial to the game, and that's what people want to watch.
Yeah,
right?
You're winning Super Bowls, right? It's just, there's value there, right?
Right, so when it comes to morality, it looks like people are willing to compromise because they don't want to compromise their favorite player or their favorite team.
Yeah, interestingly, though, everybody other than the Pats fans hate the Pats. Since I went here with Colin Kaepernick.
Everybody hates a winner, right?
Yeah, it's true, especially the consistent winner that's been doing it for two decades.
Yeah.
What do you think the settlement with Colin Kaepernick in the league was like? This is completely unrelated to Robert Kraft. We're off that for a second.
But
this Colin Kaepernick settlement was, I mean, it felt like it came really quickly out of nowhere. Two questions. Why? And what do you think the number was? Because some people are speculating 20 to 30. Others are saying 60 to 80.
Why would they settle?
Yes.
First, let me just do a little disclaimer, because I've worked with the firm just on totally unrelated issues that represented Colin Kaepernick. But I don't have any information about the actual settlement because that was confidential.
Yes.
But so why, I would presume money. They got the number that they were looking for because this case was so heavily steeped in principle, and it was so much larger to that team and to Colin than just himself.
Yes.
Like you said, about civil rights and all these other overreaching issues. So there had to be a very high number in order for them to settle and give all of that up, because I think the idea is that if they did get a certain amount of money, that could be used for good to further these principles and further a platform for Colin Kaepernick to do more good in society.
Yeah.
And I use that money to do that.
And that was my thought. If it was $80 million, then there's a good chance that a quarter of that, maybe, or whatever he doesn't, you know, spend in legal bills, is going to go towards the whatever. This is what he stands for. This is who he is now. It's civil justice, civil rights, and correcting some of these wrongs. Do you think he plays in the league again?
Yeah, I was just going to say that it doesn't foreclose the possibility that he plays again. In fact, we've heard rumors that he's going to probably sign with a team soon, because the controversy has sort of been removed from, he no longer has that scarlet letter because the case is closed, right? So you're not getting all that negative media attention around it.
You're right. Amy Dash again joining us. Last question for you, Amy. To bring this full circle, one of the teams that his law firm identified as potentially signing him was the New England Patriots. do you think could the New England Patriots signing Colin Kaepernick in some ways, I don't know, gloss this out of the picture for Robert Kraft in an odd, sadistic, you know, disturbing way?
It's an interesting point you make, Tiki, because I never thought about it that way. And my first instinct was to say no. But the more I think about it, and how we're on this, like, it's a 24-hour news cycle, but it's like a one-second news cycle, because there's a new story out every second, right? Or a new development out every second on social media. You can't even keep up with it. So, I think the media coverage of a new development like that could detract from all of the attention on Robert Kraft. Yeah. But I don't think it would help him in terms of discipline.
No, I don't think so either. He's going to end up getting a big fine. He can afford it, and the league will try to get this out of the public eye as quickly as possible. Amy, I really appreciate you joining me, giving some insight and some opinions, and have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Take care, Amy.
Take care.
Amy Dash, CBS Sports legal analyst. Samter brought that up. You know, I don't know if you said that on air, if you said it in the break, but it's really interesting. Sign Colin Kaepernick. People won't be talking about Robert Kraft. And to be honest with you, as egregious as this feels right now, as loud as this feels right now with Robert Kraft, I think this dies down pretty quickly. The news cycle is interesting with topics that aren't, doesn't feel like he did something so bad. It was stupid, but I don't think it was so bad. I think this might fall away relatively quickly. So Adam Silver in the NBA sent a request to the NFL Players NBA Players Association requesting that the draft eligible age go down to 18 from 19. Is the one and done? Done? Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.